Hey, it's Andrew here, and I just wanted to say thank you. I can't believe it, but this podcast is officially 1 year old today. And, you know, I say thank you for listening at the end of every episode, and it's not just like a tag to signal the end, but I really do mean it. Like, without any of you listening, this show wouldn't be around. As much as I like hearing my own voice, I put way too much time and energy into this thing just for me to listen to it back. So this is just a special little bonus episode of me saying thanks, because I really do appreciate each and every one of you. And I happen to have some exclusive stand-up audio from Janine Garofalo. This is recorded just the other week at an event where she was promoting her new stand-up special, which comes out tomorrow on CISO. So once again, thank you, and here's Janine Garofalo.
So, I just feel like, you know, and you gotta look, what makes you so mad? I yell at HGTV quite a bit. More than cable news, that's saying something. House Hunters. And I've thought about, I also yell at Hoarders a lot, the show Hoarders. I'm sorry to talk about television. You guys don't watch TV. You're cut above. You bring your own bag to Whole Foods. I respect that. But I'm an AARP and not allowed to drink. And so if that happens to you, you will watch television. Actually, let me recount. I'm sorry, sidebar. I want to recount a conversation I had approximately 72 hours ago. I'm not pretending it just happened. It benefits no one for me to lie to you. So approximately 72 hours ago, I was talking to a very nice young girl who shares my birthday. And as happens, and you get those discussions like, oh, you have the same birthday. How old are you? I asked her, and she said, 24. How old are you? And I said, 53. And she goes, 53? Why? She's right. She nailed it. I could not articulate how I'm feeling about it. She's absolutely right. Why indeed? I have no good answer for that. I have no idea. It happens so fast. I don't know. I never envisioned that it would. I don't know why. And so you might say, okay, 53, why are you dressed like that? That is fair enough. That too, I think about my sartorial choices. I've been dressing basically the same way for the last 30 years, basically the same way. Granted, American Apparel was not in play at the time. These are their, I guess, waffle pants or long johns that I just cut and make pants. The Spanx tights were not in play 30 years ago. Top to tail, baby. With feet. I know it's not evolved, and you could say it's bowing to the page, what have you, but in my defense, I've admitted it. They're unattractive. No one sees them. It's just, I refuse to strengthen my core, and I got a bad back. Achilles torso. L5, S1, very common, and I feel like it's a way to strengthen one's core without doing the heavy lifting. But also, if you get involved with Spanx, and I'm sorry to discuss this stupid tangent, but I'm not a good comic, but I'd be great at a filibuster. I believe that about myself. I'm chatty, and there's tangents, and be that as it may, once you start wearing Spanx tights, and I'm talking about, please don't say to me, I don't like them, they roll. Are you buying the halvesies? Fool's errand. Of course they're going to roll. I can't have this conversation with you every 5 seconds. And I don't want to argue about the pyramids with you either. Don't want to argue about the pyramids. There's no way humans could have built the pyramids. There's no way, except for the fact they did. Can we leave it there? Why are we denying the ancient Egyptians their mathematical prowess and their love of a large bureaucratic task? They did it. They were good at it. And they weren't in their phones. Like construction, all around you. Not one pyramid. Not one. The phones. There's all those shows. Is it possible that ain't... No, it's not... I'm always yelling at that. No, it's not possible. Is it possible the crop circles ain't... No, it's not possible. So that's... I blame them for the yelling. That's not my fault. The Hoarders it is because of their interventions, and we may not have time for it, but it's very different of when you have a drug and alcohol intervention. It's not... It doesn't go like that. So maybe I'm mad at the Hoarders for that reason, and I get angry at the intervention. But I also feel like they're casting a very wide net for the definition of hoarding. What does it mean exactly? I mean, there's some people that, yes, there seems to be a method to their madness. They're collecting things of value to them, and there's an organized chaos in the home. And then there's some people who are defecating in a plastic bag and dropping it next to the one chair that can still sit in amidst a sea of feral cat bones, styrofoam containers, no indoor. Is it hoarding? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. But why do they get 1-800-GOT-JUNK? They won't appreciate it. This is what I'm saying. They won't appreciate 1-800-GOT-JUNK and people in hazmat suits volunteering on a Saturday. I'm not mad at you. I'm just, they won't appreciate. Do you know what I mean? It's a bag defecator. And then the interventionists, they're so gentle. We won't take anything out of this home without your permission. Never give a bag defecator the chance to go through the boxes. You will be there all day. I need this spoon. Hissy fit. Everybody stand down. Stand down. Go to the driveway. Give the bag defecator their space. Stand down. I know it's hot in that hazmat suit, and they'll never appreciate it, but stand down. And I think why I'm mad, and I take this on, my intervention, they didn't do that. I had to watch them dump Belvedere and Grey Goose. I had to watch them dump it. They didn't give me the chance to go through anything. I wasn't allowed to keep anything. I don't know if you've watched people dump chilled to perfection Grey Goose and Belvedere down your sink, but it's like watching books being burned. It's that level of injustice. And ordinarily history will pivot on such events, but not in your kitchen, not now, not then. House hunters, and again, I know you don't watch television. You're young. Is anybody actually here 26 or younger? And there's no zinger coming. I have something exciting to tell you. First of all, I'm sorry you're born in such an aggressive culture. Cupcake wars, storage wars, cutthroat kitchen. Are the stakes that high? Are they? And I'm sorry about your student loan debt. I'm very sorry about your student loan debt. But, upside, we're going to be underwater in 12 years. Leave it. But here's something you don't know. There was a time before you were born that law and order was not on. It wasn't always here. They don't know that. It wasn't always here, law and order. 26 years ago, nothing was being adjudicated through the criminal justice system. People used to just wander the streets going, when is Dick Wolf going to do something? When is Dick Wolf, whoever that is, going to do something? And he did. He meant well. He didn't mean to spawn a cottage industry of misogyny and torture porn slickly packaged as a crime procedural, but the franchise gets away from you. And great eyebrows. Yes, you do. Everybody but me. They're my Waterloo. I'm sorry, it's very shallow, but eyebrows, you do have fantastic eyebrows. I begrudge you nothing. They're my Waterloo. Actually, I'm beyond my retreat from Moscow, my Stalingrad. What's the worst of those three? That's what. Any of the Napoleonic campaigns where there was massive casualties and miscalculations. That's in 1991. That's a real year. Have a bit of a Google. I shaved my eyebrows off because I had seen a picture of Drew Barrymore who had done the same, and she penciled them in like kind of like punk rock 1920s. Looked fantastic on Drew Barrymore, as everything does. In the wider society, results may and will vary. And it was awful, and I used to wear my contacts back then. So, and my face, I'm an apple body type. It's like, it's the worst one to be. I'm an apple, because pears get away with murder, I'll tell you that right now. They're on a skirt, out the door they go, no one's the wiser. Apples, it's a lot of meat up top. It's a lot of meat up top. It's unwieldy. Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife sitting in a car comes to mind. It's tough. It's tough to negotiate. You can put on an oversized top and leggings, but they know. My point is this. I used to enjoy a cocktail a great deal, and I was an apple, but not just that. My head was an apple on top of an apple. It was full. As much meat as you can get on a face from bloat with alcohol. So picture that with this forehead and no eyebrows. That's my point. I should have never wasted your time. It's stupid. But the thing is all these years later, they never came back the same. Have never come back the same. And I'm an atheist, but I believe in Sephora, God damn it. The answer's in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere. I know it is. I don't think I've ever walked past a Sephora in this country or any other without going, let's just see what they got. Let's just take a turn. Take a turn about the grounds of Sephora here with Miss Elizabeth Bennet. Take it to any of the Bennet sisters, not Lydia. Kitty will follow as she always does. Actually, my dream, if I can dream out loud, is Selena Gomez, Selgo, are they calling her that? Get it out there, make it a meme. Get it out there, it's got legs. I like it. Selgo. Get your thumbs so fast with your thumbs. Is it a keyboard? The phone? Whatever. Is it a meme? I don't even know. But Selena Gomez has a clothing line. I'm not criticizing her. I don't know her. Thick hair. Thick. Her tagline for a clothing line, which captures the spirit, I guess, of it, is dream out loud. Don't do that. People don't like it. But if I can be aspirational, my dream is to go to Sephora with any of the Bronte sisters. Any of the Bronte sisters. Oh, the things we could teach each other. I'd say, so you're a governess. You can still wear Bare Minerals. And they would teach me about prose and getting to a point succinctly and with clarity. You guys have been great. I have overstayed my welcome, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I am the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at sideshownetwork.tv.